Now, let me see. What are they going to go to? Yeah, this week, Facebook, they bought the mobile messaging company WhatsApp for an astounding $19 billion. Why on earth does Facebook think it's worth that much money? And who are the guys behind this app, this WhatsApp? They've become rich beyond their wildest dreams, literally overnight. Well, who better to fill us in on the story behind this fascinating story than Irish Independent Technology Editor, Adrian Weckler. Adrian, how you doing? Are you all right?
I'm good, Dave. Thanks.
Good. Listen, for people not as tech-savvy as you are, in other words, for me, who might not sort of have, you know, WhatsApp on their phones, and I don't know if I do. Do I have it on my phone? I don't even know if I do or not. But I do know my kids have it all the time. What is it?
Yeah, you'd be amazed at how many of your own friends and your kids and family actually will have WhatsApp. WhatsApp is a free app that you download to your phone. It's a messaging app, so you use it in place of your text messaging. You can also send photos on it. Or you can leave voice messages on it. If you download it, it automatically will check your mobile phones or your smartphones contacts book. And it will come back and tell you, yeah, you know, about 35, 40% of all of your contacts here actually have WhatsApp. So do you want to add them on the app? And you'll say yes or you'll say no. But the whole point of it is that it's completely free. If you're using it at home on your Wi-Fi or if you're using it out and about, it uses your data connection. So it doesn't, you don't get any charges for it in the same way as you would for a text message or a picture.
Okay, so listen, all the stuff you've said there, the word free, that's what it's about.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's about. So it's the same principle as something like Skype or something like, you know, Viber, which is a rival, or even Facebook's own Facebook Messenger, which is really just a way of texting or chatting to somebody using Facebook's direct messaging. WhatsApp is one of the biggest out there, and most importantly, WhatsApp was probably the first mainstream messaging app to actually use the phone number. So you don't have to sign up for a social networking profile. You don't already have to be a member of Facebook or Twitter or whatever. You can literally download it and just use your own telephone number, which makes it very, very accessible to people, to older people as well, people who don't want to give up too much information.
Yeah, okay, well now hold on, Adrian. Like the Irish Times today actually has two big articles on it, and one of them here is from Brian Boyd. I just want to mention something. He says, Mark Zuckerberg's new app is quick, easy and ad-free. It's also more popular with some users than Facebook. He goes into an example of one person. He says, Carlene Smith might be the quintessential WhatsApp user. She's 26, she's from County Clare, she lives in Dublin, has friends in Australia, the US, Britain and elsewhere. None of my friends would ever text me, they use WhatsApp. Then she says, you can send as many texts and as many photos as you want over the service for free. It's quick and easy and there are no ads annoying you. I was on to my friend who's working in Saudi Arabia for ages last night and I know there won't be any bill. No ads. So the question is, I have to ask, how are they making money?
Well, at the moment, WhatsApp is free to download and it's free to use for the first year. After the first year, you're charged $1 per year. Okay. Now, at the moment, WhatsApp has about 450 million monthly regular users. Now, that's grown almost twofold in the last year. And most estimates, by its current growth trajectory, it's heading for 1 billion users, probably in about 18 months to 2 years. Even if only half of those stay with the service and, you know, after the first 12 months and pay their dollar or their euro, that's an annual income of $500 million. Now, that may not seem like an awful lot, but there are a couple of other ways in which Facebook might be able to make money out of it. You're right. They've said so far that they're not going to put ads on it. But there's an awful lot of information that a messaging service, as opposed to an open social network like Facebook, that a messaging service has that can be gathered, analyzed, collated, and kind of tried monetized in the form of a model to be able to be used somewhere else within Facebook's model. So, for example, if Facebook has 1 billion Facebook users and it has 1 billion WhatsApp users, between the two of them, it can start to create more effective advertising or product pitching models that may be pitched to those people in another form. For example, if you're using WhatsApp, you probably are using Facebook as well. That means that they know more about you now because they know.
So basically, these guys haven't sold an app. They've sold information.
That's exactly what they've done. They've sold information. And don't forget that, you know, this is all seen. First of all, that $19 billion figure, it's actually only $4 billion in cash.
Ah, well.
It's $4 billion in cash. and then 12 billion in shares, and then another 3 billion in restricted shares. It's a bit of a turnaround for the two guys. Normally, when with a service like this, you're talking about, you know, 19-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 23-year-olds. These guys are 40.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are not your quintessential
posh boy
Harvard dropouts. You know, Jan Koum, who is one of the co-founders, came to the States, a Ukrainian, came to the States when he was a teenager, lived on food stamps, went to a really bog-standard high school, barely graduated, sort of mucked around doing this and that, went to play Ultimate Frisbee 7 or 8 years ago, and came back and came up with this app with his partner, Brian Acton. It's actually an unbelievable story. It's easily the biggest tech deal that has been done in the last 10 years, easily.
So is it a worry that Facebook are going to ruin WhatsApp now, like fill it with ads or, you know, incorporate sort of a system or something like that of its own?
They've said specifically, Mark Zuckerberg has said specifically that they're not going to do that. He said specifically he doesn't believe...
They didn't change Instagram, did they?
Not much, although they have said that they're going to try and monetize Instagram a little bit more, probably through ads. But that's a slightly different type of a service. Also, if you look at how much they paid for Instagram, they paid $1 billion, under $1 billion for Instagram, which at the time everyone said was absolutely insane, absolutely crazy. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to compare the two now when you look at the price they're
absolutely. Well, then look, finally, Adrian, in a way, WhatsApp is pretty much the complete antithesis to Facebook. So, all about private messages, not public messages, no ads, doesn't collect any data. So now they've sewn the whole thing up, is that it?
That's exactly what it is. Basically, what Facebook are trying to do here is to buy the world's text messaging.
To buy the world.
if you put this in context, WhatsApp by itself, WhatsApp processes as many messages, text messages between people every day as all of the world's mobile phone operators combined, right?
Wow. Yeah.
By itself. So what it's doing is it's trying to buy the world's text messaging service, just the way it tried to buy the world's picture messaging service or picture social network when it bought Instagram. What it's basically trying to become is Disney. It's trying to become a conglomerate with a hand in every pie. It's probably a pretty successful formula, given that companies like Facebook, to a lesser extent than Google or Apple, they literally don't know what to do with their money. Some of these companies have 50, 60, 100 billion euro in cash sitting around. They can't bring it back to the States because they've got to pay a tax on it.
I don't know what to do with their money.
They have to buy something with it.
Well, I suppose so. And why not? 19 billion, sure, cheapers. What's going to happen next? Listen, Adrian, thanks a million. Adrian Weckler, that is, independent technology editor with The Independent. Listen, thanks a million, Adrian, for talking to us.
Thanks,
bizarre. Good luck.
2FM.